Back here on the DDC on this Thursday afternoon, let's bring in newest Predators defenseman, Ryan McDonough. Ryan, thanks for calling in. Hope you're having a good day.
Oh, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Little did you know when you were in that get-up at Nissan Stadium that you were going to be like, huh, you know, I can maybe get used to this outfit. And maybe not,
yeah.
Because, by the way, we don't dress like that here in Nashville. But what was that? Little did you know, right? Like that whole really cool experience in this market, the stadium series in February, that you would end up playing here for the Preds.
No, I know. Exactly. It was a great taste of the great fan base, the great support that the Preds have here. That was, I think, my sixth outdoor game. And
wow.
That atmosphere was by far the loudest and most fun to play in. So Preds fans are showing some great support for the team, which will be awesome to be a part of.
So we had David Poile on the last couple of days, and I just flat out asked him, because we hadn't had the chance to speak with him since the move to get you here. I said, were you pursuing this? Did you think this was a reality? Or did this kind of come out of nowhere? And he admitted to us it came out of nowhere. And he was happy for it. How about on your end? Did this come out of nowhere? I mean, everybody knew that Tampa, their cap situation, but, you know, you're a guy that's been a staple there. You've done a whole lot of winning there. Or did this take you by surprise?
Yeah, no, it definitely, you know, is a little bit of a surprise and a shock when you hear the news, you know, that the team wants to move you and is looking to explore trading you. And, you know, I guess I have a little bit of experience being traded before once, and, you know, the initial shock wears off, and then you start to wrap your head around, okay, where's, you know, a good team that is, you know, a contender, is potential to go on some deep runs, and you know, a good fit family-wise, too, with my wife and three kids. And the more we explored the options, the more Nashville just kind of separated from everyone. And thankfully, like you said, it happened fast once we started talking to David Poile and the Preds. And I'm very thankful that it worked out, because it's exciting and a great group to be a part of.
That's interesting. So, yes, you were in the other conference, but you know, you still play each other. So you had played the Predators. You'd been here. You experienced the outdoor game. But the COVID year, I mean, you guys were in the same division, so you did see
them
eight times. So kind of going through that checklist and talking with your wife, so you kind of knew that you knew the atmosphere you were going to sign up for, but did you talk to other people, other players, or anybody else that could help you with the other things you just talked about that was important to your family?
Yeah, no, I think I've seen and heard a lot over the years, different players come through Nashville and you know, really haven't heard a bad thing about it from playing here, whether you're, you know, single guy or have a family or whatnot. Just seems like great people, great organization that looks after their players. And then, you know, competitively, like you talked about, did recently play him in a great atmosphere last year with the Stadium Series, and then the year before, you know, like you said, eight times. So understand the style that they play and the intensity that they expect and what they want out of each player. And like I said, just seemed to be checking more boxes as we went through everything, playing style, hockey, family life, you know, fan base, everything that Nashville brings. So couldn't have worked out better.
You played with a pretty special defenseman and saw him day in and day out through all the winning there in Tampa, and a guy like Victor Hedman. When you see a guy like Roman Josi, and while you have it, you're now going to experience him on a daily basis and being around him, and he's the captain. What do you think when you see Roman Josi? What do you see through your defensive eyes?
Oh, I think first, more importantly, obviously Noah Hedman and his character, and have a little bit of interactions with Josi over the years. We did a charity thing together over in Europe for a hockey player, and seen him around different media things. Just an unbelievable person, just solid, you know, very respectful. Certainly a great role model and great captain here for the organization too, you know, for a person to represent their team. And now you go hockey wise and you talk about a player that just kind of takes over the game at any moment, and just flies around the rink, makes things happen, makes players around him better, and you know, and expects a lot out of himself, and that rubs off to, you know, each and every other guy in the room. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, really getting to know him and his family. They just had their second kid, and so I've got three kids myself. We can kind of go down that road together as fathers, and you know, hopefully develop a great relationship off the ice, and you know, more importantly, do some great things on the ice here for Nashville and the Preds.
We're speaking with Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough. So you go from one John to another John, head coach to head coach. What do you think you're getting, and what's been your interaction with John Hines to this point?
No, it's been awesome, and like I said, just the organization reaching out and trying to get guys comfortable. We had dinner last night together, Coach Hines and you know, Coach Todd Richards as well, who I had in Tampa when we won in the bubble. So great to have Richards, a familiar face behind the bench, and you know, Hines I've crossed paths with different things USA Hockey wise, and certainly you know, been a head coach and assistant coach all over this league for many years. Great experience in the league, and you know, like I said, it was great to see him you know, reach out and want to do dinner and just try to, you know, make me feel comfortable and welcomed here in Nashville. So looking forward to, you know, going down that next road of you know, get dialed in hockey-wise on the ice and where I can help this team.
Talking to Ryan McDonough, Predators defenseman, traded from Tampa not too long ago, in town, greeting with the Nashville media today. Ryan, one question that's come up is, of course, you being a left shot, Roman Josi and Matthias Ekholm, top four guys also being left shots. I've never played defense. I don't know how tough that is for somebody to slide over. But what is that challenge like? I know you've got some time to work things out when you build chemistry with a new partner like that. But what is that challenge going to be like for somebody?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, if it ends up being you know, something the coaches want me to play the offside, I'm comfortable doing that. I've done that at different points in my career. So, you know, we would have some time in training camp to work on some things and fine-tune things. And like I said, build that chemistry. I'm sure, you know, all of us at some points in our career found yourself on the right side for different reasons and whatnot. When talking about you know, Ekholm and Josi, I think we'll just do whatever the coaches ask for us and work our hardest at it, and like I said, try to be successful in it. So, good thing is we've got a lot of years of experience there playing defense, and you know, kind of know what's expected of us. Know, you know, a lot of the players and the oppositions and opponents that we'll be playing every night. So, you know, we got to use that experience and like I said, just make sure we're doing whatever's asked for us and you know, try to help each other out as much as possible back there.
You're among the top in terms of active players and number of playoff games played. You're used to going deep into the summer each year, the spring and summer playing hockey. What is the key? What has been the key for you to maintain your level of excellence after you're playing more hockey than a lot of guys going back to even your Rangers days?
No, I know. I mean, be honest, I've been very fortunate to be on great teams with, you know, a lot of great players, great goaltenders, and you know, coaching staff, everybody from management, you know, trying to put together a team to win. So very, very fortunate to have played in the playoffs a lot, gone on some deep runs, and ultimately won, you know, won two cups. So just to say that first and foremost, I mean, ultimately it does take a great amount of sacrifice, a great amount of buy-in from a team, you know, each individual trusting the coaching staff and believing in each other and, you know, almost going out there and playing for the guy next to you as opposed to yourself. So, like I've said, there's been some great runs here in Nashville over the years, a core group that's been together for a while, and right away from talking to a handful of them and the staff, everybody, there's a great hunger and desire to want to take that next step and you know, hopefully bring a cup here to Nashville. So to be a part of a group like that is awesome as a player, to keep that competitiveness, that hunger. You know, the reason why you play this game. So I'm looking forward to it for sure.
You mentioned before when you got traded from the Rangers to the Lightning. The Lightning were looking for that last piece. They were looking to win. You were a captain with the Rangers. You go to a team that had that established leadership group. I'm sure there's some similarities here, but going back to that time, how did you bring those leadership skills into a new locker room and, you know, try to set the example, but sort of work your way in to the culture that already existed there?
No doubt. I mean, it's a process. It's more importantly, trying to build relationships with everybody, get to know guys, get to know their families, you know, just have that kind of caring aspect for your teammates, you know, the guys that you're going out and competing hard next to. You build up that trust with one another, that, you know, kind of love and respect for one another. It just kind of transfers on the ice, and you go out and you see the team play with a lot of passion, compete hard, and just know that, you know, like you said, we're all going through this together. We're all trying to accomplish this together. And if we really, you know, like I said, try to dial it in and pull in the same direction, you know, then that's when special things can be accomplished as a team. So just really getting excited to, you know, come training camp time, get the ball rolling there.
All right, before we let you go, I didn't know this about you until the trade. We had a gentleman on from down in Tampa that informed me that your uncle is Steve Walsh, the quarterback from back in the day. Now, I'm old enough, Ryan, that I grew up in Florida. I used to watch your Uncle Steve every week for the U with Michael Irvin, all those great teams. Man, he was an incredible college quarterback, played for a long time in the NFL as well. Have you seen the 30 for 30 on the U? You have to have, right? He's got to have showed you that.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah.
So what's he like? What's he been like to look up to? You know, you have a family member that, you know, went through all that. That had to be a good influence.
It was unbelievable. He was, you know, obviously one of my biggest idols, if not my biggest idol growing up. Just to be able at a young age, firsthand, get some experience, you know, going into the locker room, going onto some of these NFL fields and watching him play. And you know, you talk about the quarterback position, you got to be the ultimate leader, the ultimate, you know, guy dialed in on everything, know where everybody's supposed to be and be a motivator out there. So just to kind of have him as a resource, you know, as I've started my career and gone about my career, different things have happened. It's been, you know, so important for me and everything that I've been able to accomplish. So looking back on it, he's been huge, and it was fun. You know, he was playing the NFL. I you know, love the NFL because of it, and you know, don't have a favorite team that I'm, you know, necessarily loyal to, because I was always cheering for whatever team he was. You know, even being from Minnesota, you know, everybody's like, oh, you got to be a Viking fan. But no, I mean, I was truly just a fan of whatever team he was on. So it's been unbelievable to have him as a resource, and he's been so supportive of me over my career too.
That's awesome. By the way, you get to start off in your Predators uniform. Pretty cool trip to start off the end preseason,
to start off
the regular season, huh?
I know. That's awesome. It's a great way to get to know all the guys and spend 10 days over there in Europe. And you know, like everybody says, it's a great experience for Yossi. It'll be awesome for me to spend some time with the guys and get to know everybody.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for doing this. Welcome to Nashville, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Predators defenseman Ryan McDonough. Good stuff there. We will come back and continue the discussion on the other side here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and The Game Nashville app.